Aloha. Felt like going to Hawaii today, right? Hello everyone, how are you doing? Trust you're doing great. Welcome to another episode of the Dark Prayer Podcast, where we align ourselves with the plans and purposes of God for our children and our families in prayer. So we just come here to partner with what God is doing in the lives of our children. We do not operate out of fear. We are faith-filled Christians, mothers, fathers, grannies, grandpas, whatever your position is. Maybe even your desire is to pray for your niece or nephew. This is a place where we come to decree the plans and the purposes of God for our children. So again, welcome to the Dark Prayer Podcast. I pray that your February is Februarying so far. I pray that you're doing great and your family is blessed and blossoming. So yeah, I had a prayer, We had a prayer meeting. So there's a group of us ladies that actually meet every month in the DFW area. So we just come together to encourage and love on each other. And we have a prayer call once a month, first Saturday of every month at 8 a.m. So we were having this prayer call and it was going great. And one of the ladies was leading and she quoted the scripture and it was just so amazing. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to pray that over my children. I remember growing up, we always prayed for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Like those three things, like we just pray for them together. However, when she read the scripture, I'm like, oh, this is why we always pray for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And I really absolutely love the scripture and how the scripture just breaks it down, you know. So from the, let's see what we're reading here, just a minute. Okay, so I am reading from Proverbs 24, from 3 to 5. New International Version says, by wisdom a house is built, and through understanding it is established. Through knowledge its rooms are filled with rare and beautiful treasures. Come on, I love this so much. The Message translation says, it takes wisdom to build a house, and understanding to set it on a firm foundation. It takes knowledge to furnish its rooms with fine furniture and beautiful draperies. Whew, okay. The Amplified Bible says, through skillful and godly wisdom is a house or a life, a home, a family built, and by understanding it is established on a good, on a sound and good foundation. And by knowledge shall its chambers of every area be filled with precious and pleasant riches. It goes on to say, 5, a wise man is strong and better than, a wise man is strong and is better than a strong man. Wow. And a man of knowledge increases and strengthens his power. International Children's Bible says, it takes wisdom to have a good family. It takes understanding to make it strong. It takes knowledge to fill a home with rare and beautiful treasures. And my favorite translation of the Bible, the Passion, says, wise people are builders. They build families, businesses, communities, and through intelligence and insight, their enterprises are established and endure. Because of their skilled leadership, the hearts of people are filled with the treasures of wisdom and the pleasures. Treasures and pleasures. I like it. The hearts of the people are filled with treasures of wisdom and the pleasures of spiritual wealth. I'm going to go further because this is why our kids must have wisdom. Wisdom can make anyone into a mighty warrior, and revelation knowledge increases strength. Wise strategy is necessary to wage war, and with many astute advisors, you'll see the path to victory more clearly. Come on. Who doesn't need wise strategy? Who doesn't want, even if you're a mighty warrior, you still want your strength to increase, right? And revelation knowledge does that. Wise strategy is what you use to wage war and to have a clearer path to victory. So basically today we're praying for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And as I was reading this scripture, the picture the Holy Spirit brought to mind is, imagine a house that is built. Maybe it looks, the structure looks okay when you just look at it outside, but then you realize that the foundation is not firm, or you go inside and it's so poorly furnished. That's the picture that it gives. When you have wisdom but you don't have understanding or knowledge, all these three things balance each other so well. Wisdom is what you need to build the house. Understanding establishes, whether it's a life or just a family or a home, right? It establishes it, gives it a firm foundation and makes it strong. And then knowledge garnishes it with all the good things. Oh my gosh, wow. Oh, Holy Spirit, we thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for the privilege to be called your own. Your word says if anyone lacks wisdom, in this case, if anyone lacks wisdom, knowledge, or understanding, let him ask. Lord, we ask, not just for our children, but we ask for ourselves, God, as parents. Father, that you will give us your wisdom, that we will know how to build understanding, that we will build in a way that it's firm and strong and established, and that you give us knowledge so that our barns can be filled with treasures and pleasures, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you are instilling in our children the wisdom, Father, to build, God. That you're giving them the knowledge to be established in everything they do. And knowledge, Lord, to have treasures, Father, fill our homes. Treasures fill people's hearts. To be a blessing, Father. To increase in every way, Father. We thank you that for us and for our children, nothing is missing, nothing is broken. Thank you for the understanding to be set on a firm foundation. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, Lord, for skillful and godly wisdom. That our children will have skillful and godly wisdom. Their lives, their homes, their businesses, their careers, their families will be built firmly and strongly and established on a good foundation, Lord. We pray that you will cause them to have the knowledge for everything that they need, God, that they will have insight and revelation, Father, to fill the hearts of their children, to fill their barns, to fill their marriages, God. Every precious thing, Father, to be filled with even more precious and pleasant riches, Father. Your word says that you will supply all our needs according to your riches in glory in Christ Jesus. So we come to you, Father, with the need for wisdom, for knowledge and understanding, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, God, that our children will be found wise, God. They'll be found understanding, full of understanding, gracious, God. They'll be found full of your knowledge, a divine knowledge, not an intellectual puffed up knowledge, Lord, but a divinely inspired knowledge, Lord. Even as they pursue academics and intellect, Father, we pray that this knowledge that they receive, Father, will transcend from puffy human knowledge, Father, that it will be divinely inspired, that they will find beauty, Father. They will find you in everything they discover, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord, for our children that they will have skilled leadership, that they will have the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to lead people's hearts, to fill hearts with treasures of wisdom and pleasures of spiritual wealth, Lord. We pray that you will endure them with wisdom, Father, that they will be warriors, mighty warriors, God. And you'll give them the knowledge that increases their strength, that they will have wise strategy, Lord. They will have clarity for victory in every aspect of their lives, Lord. That they will see the path to victory, Lord. Even for us as parents, you pray that you will give us revelation knowledge, Lord. Give us wise strategy to be able to raise our children, to be able to function in every area in ministry, to be able to increase in every area in our finances, God, in our callings, God, in our relationships. Lord, we ask for your wisdom, your knowledge, and your understanding, Father. In the name of Jesus, that we will not be fools, God, but we will be filled with your wisdom, with your revelation knowledge, God, with insight and intelligence, God, so that we will build, God, kingdom families, we'll build kingdom businesses, we'll build kingdom communities, Father, in the name of Jesus, that the works of our hands will be established and will endure, Father. The works of our hands, the legacy of our families, God, will be established and will endure from generation to generation, that this legacy of righteousness, this legacy of peace and holiness, this legacy of your goodness, Father, will continue on in our families, God, in our lives. This legacy of prayer, Father, will continue on and it will endure. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We thank you that your word says that if we ask, we receive. If we seek, we find. If we knock, the door is open unto us. So we thank you for the open heavens over our children, over our children's children, over their children and their children and their children and their children and their children, Father. Thank you, Lord, for a legacy of godly wisdom, revelation, knowledge, insight, and intelligence, Father, transcending from one generation to another. We bless your holy name, God. We thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Apparently, this is like one of those scriptures that we clearly, obviously need to like pray every day. It's so rich. It's so like applicable. It's so practical. And it really promises everything that we could ever ask for our children. So I just encourage you to keep praying. Please share with people. The podcast is now on YouTube, so you can also access the podcast on YouTube. You can just search for the Dart Prayer Podcast, subscribe, follow. Tell some of your friends to follow, right? To subscribe, rather. Thank you so much for your time. If you are just wondering what this is all about and you've never really accepted Jesus into your heart or you want to rededicate your heart to Jesus, I just invite you into that life-changing opportunity. God sent his only son to die for us because he loves us. And if we believe in him, we'll have eternal life. So this is your opportunity for eternal life. And all you have to do is confess your sins, because we are all sinners. The Bible says that we have all sinned and we fall short of the glory of God. So just ask him into your heart. Ask him to forgive you of your sins. Say, dear Jesus, I accept the work that you did on the cross, the price that you paid on the cross. I open up my heart to you. I ask for your mercy, for your forgiveness. I ask you to come into my heart. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I confess my sins. And I declare that as from today, you are my Lord, you are my Master, you are my Savior. And help me, Lord, to live for you the rest of my life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Thank you, friends, for joining me. God bless you. Let's keep praying. Let's keep storming the heavens. I will see you at the next episode. God bless. Bye.